Yeah, I think one of the things that we were talking about before was that we used to get a few kids in the station wagon, and tuck you. The station wagon was big; it would carry a 4x8 sheet of plywood in the back of the thing without any trouble. But anyhow, we'd stuff you all in the back of the station wagon with some blankets and trinkets, and you guys would always fight. Do I have to stop this car? Yeah. Oh, no, you know, because they knew what had happened. I stopped the car, they're in for it. So I'd rolled the station wagon at that time. It had a back door or a swing door. I'd grab that thing, swing down, and tell them, all right, get out here, you know, the type of thing. They were always a little scared about getting a beating. Sometimes they would, you know, enough of that, you know, that type of thing. But that's one of the things. But we used to take long trips in that thing, and that was really kind of tiring. And kids always fight, and we tried to make games and stuff like that to make up for that. The other thing is that I would load you guys in the back of the car, and I guess this was, Nancy was still pretty small. I'm not sure how. I don't think Nancy went up there. But anyhow, load them in the back of the car and take them up to the cottage. The cottage at that time was under construction, and I'd give them all something to do, and they would work or they wouldn't work. And if they did a good job, well, they got ice cream on the way back, or steaks and on the way in, because we'd stop on the way in and get them snacks, candy, or something like that. And I would usually get some types of fruit or something like that to take out to the cottage. So they would work and that type of thing, or they wouldn't work. If they didn't work, or they didn't get, it was moaning and groaning all the way back. My gosh, the wailing, and you talk about wailing and gnashing of teeth. Whoa, boy, when we went by that Dairy Queen there at, let's see, where was that? That's, I forgot now. It's on the way back. Anyhow, it's on the way back. And it's right off the, what's now the freeway there. Anyhow, they have a little restaurant there and a little ice cream shop there. And if we went by that thing without stopping, to hear that all the way home, and I tell them, you know, well, you didn't work today, so you didn't get any ice cream. Okay, so the next time they'd usually work to get their ice cream, that type of thing. So that's another one that we did. I remember that a lot of things that Rick used to, we used to play baseball in the backyard too, and Rick was a little stronger than all the rest of them. We'd had, first base was the utility box. Playhouse was third base, and then we had a tree or something like that for second base. And then we'd gather the neighborhood kids and all around, and some of them were pretty small, so you had to pitch really slow and careful to make sure they hit the ball. And anyhow, Rick could hit the ball all over the place, so I would pitch a ball, and it would bounce off the bat, so to speak. It would foul it off the bat, and he'd yell at me, "Dad, you're pitching spinners!" And I would tell him, "Well, no, not much." So then I'd give him a real spinner. Oh yeah, you're pitching spinners. Yeah, so I'd pitch him one, and he'd whack the thing, and sure enough, you know, he'd get a home run. But Yeah, it was one of those things where some of the kids couldn't hit the ball, but Rick could blast it out of there, and it was kind of an interesting experience that way. And they liked to go up to the pool, too, and hang out there for a while, but those kind of things. I remember there were things that Rick could get into that he shouldn't, and he had a girlfriend at that time, and I would sit him down, and I would tell him, okay, you know, you're going to cut this out, or I'm going to tell your girlfriend. Oh, no, don't tell my girlfriend. And I remember also John had a friend up at the lake that they would go up and play checkers with all the time, and he'd disappear. But John was pretty good at that, by the way. We'd be working away, and John would sit, and I'd complain to him, John, you're not doing anything. And he wouldn't say anything. Pretty soon he would say, well, you know, if you would do it this way, it would be a lot easier. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, John, you're right. So we used to call him Lucite. Lucite was a paint which is called work. It had an ad called the Work Skipper, and so we'd call him Lucite. And he'd appreciate the name, but it was what he was doing. He was thinking while we were working how to make it better or how to do it easier. And generally, he turned out to be right. So those are kind of the things that sort of stick in my mind right now. But yeah, there are some good times. We had water skis up there, teaching him how to water ski. You're trying to drown me. No, I'm just trying to get you to get up out of the water. No, you're trying to drown me. Okay, well, anyhow, they all learned to water ski. And we had a boat at that time. And Uncle Bill had a bigger boat and that type of thing all the time. But cottage has been a tough thing. Right now it's really tough. So we'll see how it works out. And like I said, if it doesn't work out, okay, God. It's okay. If it does work out, well, it's okay. So thank you, Lord. Thank you.